So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by our friends at Current Electric, home of the superhero. This is Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He is the marketing manager at Current Electric. He's Ray Hoffman. Ray, what's going on, brother? How are you?
It's a fantastic day. Sitting on the patio today, getting ready to go get my daughter from college. It's college move home weekends for a lot of parents. So
oh, boy.
Wishing all the best of luck. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I don't get sarcasm all the time. A lot of fun. I think you're putting quotations up in the air is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Imagine a couple hundred kids trying to move out of the same building at the same time.
Oh, boy. No no thanks. I can tell you this, man. When I remember when Katie would move home, and it was just Terry and Matthew and I, and Katie would come home from college, and Matthew's real quiet. And all of a sudden, Katie comes in, and it would be like a tornado had come into her house. Like, all of a sudden, everything would change. The whole dynamic of the house would change. So I don't know if that's what it'll be like for you this weekend, but.
Oh, it definitely will be.
Well, good luck. Good
Thanks.
Luck. Yeah, it'll be good to have her home, though, for a while.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm excited, man. We've had our next guest. We've had Justin Pitts on for a couple of times, I believe, from Bath Planet. And I remember the first time he was like, he called me a couple of times that week. He said, look, I've never done anything like this before. I'm a little nervous. I said, no, there's nothing to be. We're just talking. And then when it was done, he was like, hey, man, that was easy. I go, I told you. And now he didn't even call me this week. He wasn't nervous. He's like a veteran. Hey, Justin, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you two doing today?
Man, we're doing good. And Justin, if you have time today, if you want to head down to the east side and help Ray and his daughter move out, you know, you're more than there's room for you if you want to carry boxes.
Oh, I'm going to be trying to enjoy some of this beautiful weather we have.
So the answer's no, Ray. I tried. I tried. Hey, Ray.
I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, Ray, things at Current Electric, when it starts getting hot, does that change a little bit for you guys at all? Does that affect your business?
Well, we're coming into our busy season, and we're putting more solar up than we ever have. And it's a great time. Our solar team, we actually celebrated them yesterday, had a little barbecue because they've been up on the roofs all week with this heat. And when I say that our teams are superheroes, they're a great example of what the superheroes we have at Current Electric. So love them.
Yeah, I you know what? I wish next time you do that, man, send me an invite and I'll grab the water and some brats or something. I love those guys. And
will do.
Look, you know that I've had people from Current Electric over to my house like three times the last 2 weeks trying to redo this basement, and they are superheroes. They were, in fact, Ray, the cool part for me is I had a plumber from Maddox Plumbing, and I had guys from Current Electric, and and I said, boys, can you guys are okay playing together down here? They're like, yeah, we're not going to get in each other's way. Everybody very professional, got their work done, and all I have to do now is paint it. So I got four walls, brick walls, and I text Bingo, and I said, hey, who should I contact? I might want to have somebody come paint this for me. He said, call us. We'll do it. So I called Deb, and she didn't pick up last week, and I know she's really busy. So I got to figure out if I want to just do it myself or have my friends at Creative Construction Wisconsin come over and do it.
Yeah, and I have to thank Kurt and Tony over at Maddox Plumbing. They helped us out with the thing we ran into with when we were putting an electrical line underground. There was a natural gas line that they needed to move for us, and they helped us out, called in the morning, and got it out there right away and got it taken care of. So I appreciate that. Kurt and Tony were great to work with.
Yeah, they really are. I'm big fans of those as well. Hey, before we get in to Justin Pitts and Bath Planet of Milwaukee, I want to congratulate somebody at Current Electric. My friend Brianna Garcia has worked over by you guys for a bit now, and she's doing good stuff by you, and I just want to congratulate her for something that happened for her this week.
Yeah, she's our new lead CSR. She was just named on Thursday, and she's going to go do a great job of making sure our customers are taken care of and providing great customer service to our team, that to our customers when they call in and need an appointment or need any help. So we congratulate her, and looking forward to working with her.
Do you know, Ray, she sent me a text, and she said a number of things, but at the end she said, I really could not be happier. I can't express how happy I am. I can't stop smiling. And, you know, we both are fans of hers, and she works really hard. And I'm just really happy that she will – this is a career now for her at Kern Electric, and she's going to stay there for a long time and continue to work really hard for you guys.
Well, we certainly hope so. She's a great asset.
Yeah, that's perfect. Hey, Justin, let's talk a little bit about Bath Planet of Milwaukee. How is business for you guys? Are you guys as busy as ever?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially after the winter when things start to warm up a little bit, people are a little bit more in the mood to be doing these kinds of projects.
Boy, that I like to hear that, because I feel it as well with people asking me questions and some of the projects my wife and I are doing. And I want to thank Jeff, by the way, Jeff, who's the president of your company, for sending me a couple of emails this week. And I've met him a number of times. Boy, really good guy, and cares a lot about your company and cares a lot about our community. And Jeff Clements just he doesn't hit a golf ball as far as he thinks he does, by the way, just so you know.
Well, I haven't seen that myself, but
he's
very hands-on. He's very hands-on here with the business, so he's here at our showroom pretty frequently.
Well, I've seen him out at the Nary Golf out tonight. For years, I was the guy on the par three, and I'm putting quotations up, the celebrity on the par three, and they'd have to come and beat my shot. And I don't know if Jeff has. I got to be honest with you. I better stop talking, because if it happens again, I'm sure he's going to come and talk some smack. But he is just a really good guy, and I appreciate the time that he has taken this week to get me fully prepared to have you on. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Bath Planet and some of the things you guys got going on right now. As we talk with Justin Pitts from Bath Planet of Milwaukee, it's their website, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com, is where you're going to want to go. And look, this is a company that annually they remodel over 350 bathrooms, and they're doing a great job. They've been around for a while. And Justin, how long have you been with Bath Planet?
It's been about 2.5 years now that I've been with Bath Planet.
And things, obviously, if you've been there 2.5 years, things going well for you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, of those 350, I'm doing a little over 100 a year myself. So things are going pretty well here.
Good for you. Hey, how many actual, like, into people's homes meetings do you normally do a week?
Well, it depends on the week. You know, obviously some are busier than others, but somewhere in the 5 to 10 range, about 2 a day is pretty pretty normal, but it's not uncommon for us to have second or third appointments with customers either at their home or at our showroom here in Greenfield. So as far as new customers, it's probably around 5 to 10 a week.
You know, when we had you on, I believe it was in January, you know, we had talked about how that whole industry is different, has changed, and the amount of different color and pattern options that you offer is just so different than it was years ago. And I can't tell you, I probably got 4 or 5 people within that next week or 10 days saying, hey, I went to that website. This thing is way different than it used to be. That whole idea of utilizing a company like Bath Planet, it would look like a hospital room. But now with all these different patterns and colors, I can kind of do it the way I want it. And it just makes it a whole lot easier and a much better process.
Well, you're absolutely right. There didn't used to be as many options as there are today. You used to be able to get white, off-white. If you were lucky, you might be able to get gray. But now there's lots of different options. If you want to go with a solid color, we have a number of solid colors to choose from. But most people end up wanting to give it a bit of a pattern. We have a number of different patterns available. Some of them look like stone. Some of them are more kind of abstract designs. We even have the ability to give our panels a look similar to tile. And as you mentioned, the website's a great resource. Lots of pictures of different panels and lots of pictures of before and afters of some of our projects.
Hey, one of the questions that that I got was system starting at 4250. And I said, look, guys, you have to understand that that is their basic. They can come in for 4250, but that's going to be the basic package that they have. And that if you want to add this or add that, then the price goes up. But for their basic package, that's where it starts. And I believe I'm saying that correctly, right?
That's correct. We do have that starting price of $42.50. That is for a pretty plain shower, as you can imagine. It's for a white base, white walls, and our basic chrome fixtures. It is a working shower, and for some people, that's all they need. But for the majority of our customers, they do add color, add a pattern, or add accessories, shelves, grab bar, shower doors. All those things do add to that final price. But it helps get you that bathroom that you're envisioning.
Hey, can I ask you, is there, when we say $42.50, if someone is, says to you, then if I want to add some things, where am I looking at? Is there kind of a average price that people normally will spend?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of our customers end up somewhere in about the $6,500 to $8,500 range, depending on how many features and accessories they add to the base package. You know, one thing I always tell customers is it's absolutely possible to be lower than that, to be at or close to our $42.50 starting price, but that'd be a pretty basic shower. By the time we add different patterns, maybe a tile effect, grab bar, shower door, it's definitely possible for us to be more in that 7 or 8 kind of a range.
And I have to tell you, Justin, at that number, let's use $8,000. You're gonna get a really nice looking bath, and it's not at a price that people should get afraid of, because there are some other pricing out there that's gonna be way above that. And if you want to do the master bath remodel, those systems start at $84.95, and I would think that then when people add, you're probably closer to 11 or 12 on that, correct?
That's correct. That pricing is based off of a smaller bathroom, as you would imagine, and also based off of a more plain shower, that white-on-white shower that I described. So again, by the time we put some upgrades in the shower, if we're not in a smaller bathroom, if we have additional flooring, larger vanity, larger countertop, that does add to that $8,500 base pricing.
Hey, is there certain areas that you guys cover, or is it mostly here in Milwaukee, or do you travel, down to the Illinois border and Sheboygan? How far do you guys go?
We have a decent-sized territory. We work in southeast Wisconsin. We go all the way down to the Illinois border. We'll go up north to Sheboygan. We'll go out west, a bit past Oconomowoc. So we have a pretty big territory, and I would encourage anyone, if they're unsure if they're in our territory or not, just give us a call, and we'll be able to discuss that with them.
There are two locations. Their main location, 3636 South 108th Street in Greenfield, and then they're out in Mequon as well. Highway 100, 3636 South 108th Street in Greenfield is their main office and showroom. And that's probably the place you should go if you want to get a hold of Justin. BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com. BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. My co-host this week is Ray Hoffman. He's the marketing manager at Kern Electric, home of the superhero. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, and as always, powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Got a text from Deb Emmons. Thank you for that text. Sorry, I didn't leave a message. I didn't want to bother you. Hey, before we get back to Justin Pitts of Bath Planet in Milwaukee, Ray, I was talking about the basement and having, you know, your guys over and the people from Maddox Plumbing. And then Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair was going to put the beams up. And we went through the process a couple of times. He had, you know, came over, talked about it, figured it out, had a guy come and measure and make sure everything was set. And these guys came in on a Wednesday in the morning, and I had the basement ready to go, which is, he said, you got to get this stuff done. I got it done. And they came in the morning, and Ray, they had to do 4 walls. And with beams, and there was a lot of work. And I left them at 8 o'clock. And it was the day, Ray, that we had lunch, you and I and Kurt over at Moe's. And I left that lunch because I had to go home and check on these guys. I got home at 1 o'clock, and they were gone. And it was done.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. And they got everything, like your guys did. You put everything up to code, and now I just got to get down there and paint this thing and get it completely done. But I have to thank Mancuso and the people at Accurate Basement Repair. I'll tell you what, these guys worked, man. I could not believe the amount of work they got done in like 5 hours. And Chris called it. He said, look, the days of, and I think you guys would probably agree, and I'm going to ask Justin as well, the days of like companies in people's homes for 4, 5, 6 days, if they can get away from that, if they can send the whole crew in and get it done quicker, that's what people, I guess, what Chris says, that's what people want nowadays. They don't want us in their home for 4, 5, 6 days if we can avoid it. They would prefer us in and out and get it done quick and get it done right. And hey, Justin, do you feel that as well? If your team can get in one day and get the job done, that's what your customers are looking for?
That's right. Labor costs are a huge part of home improvement projects, and if we can minimize that labor cost, that helps out both the customer and the company. So for our shower renovations, for example, being able to do it in either a day or a day and a half saves us quite a bit on the labor costs.
Wow, that's the way to do it. And for me, it was phenomenal. Now, Chris, his company did a really nice job for us, and I appreciate that for sure. Hey, Ray, do you guys feel that as well at Current Electric, where it's changed a little bit since it's COVID, and people want you guys to come and get it done as quick as possible?
Yeah, absolutely, man. The world has changed with COVID, and not only are people still a little concerned about people being in their house to do their repairs, but they also, with inflation and everything else in the world, they can't take off of work as long as they used to be able to. It's not like you can take a week off to do a project. So they're looking for great work, good work, up to code, but at the same time, faster than ever before.
Yeah, that's a really good point about taking off work. You know, my wife Terry works out of her home, so I don't think about that so much. And I'm 15 minutes, so I can get out of the office and head over there. The nice part is then Current Electric's about a mile, so I can hang out with you for a while and pretend I'm working, so I don't have to come right back to the office, and that's not so bad. Hey, Justin, we had talked the last time you were on about aging in place, and that's a specialty of Bath Planet of Milwaukee, correct?
It is. Aging in place is a big part of our business. A lot of what we do are tub to shower conversions. We are able to do more than just that, but that is a big part of our business. Not having to step over that large tub that most people don't use in the first place is a great first step in getting the house ready to age in place.
Hey, Justin, how comfortable? I would hope that people are more comfortable to have that conversation now with you, and how comfortable are you to bring it up to people to say, hey, look, if you're going to stay in this home for, you know, another 15 years, this has to be part of our conversation.
Oh, people, I think, are generally very comfortable having that conversation. And that's a big part of what we do, and a conversation that I don't mind at all having with the customer. You know, these are the kind of improvements that help people stay in their homes longer and make it safer for them to do so. You know, that tub to shower conversion is kind of the first step in what we can do to get the wet area safer for the customer. But there's more than just that. Grab bars, bench seats, number of different options to make it safer to take a shower.
How, if you're looking to do that bath to shower conversion, what is there a standard how long something like that will take? How long will they be without a bath or a shower?
So it's either going to be a day or a day and a half. You know, as you know, each project's a little bit unique. Some take a little bit longer than others, but we're looking at about a day and or a day and a half. The product then needs a little bit of time to kind of set and cure. So worst case scenario, from the start of the project to when the shower would be usable, we'd be looking at 48 hours. That's kind of the worst case scenario. And for most people, that's not a problem.
No, that is not. The other thing that I did a lot of this morning is I was on your website, again, that's Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and looking at the gallery part and looking at some of the different options you have with the grab bars and the shower bench and seats. And again, Justin, I don't know your age, but I remember all of this stuff when it started, and people would talk a little bit about aging in place and just how unattractive this would be. And that just has really changed, even in the aging in place part of it. When you look at that website and you look at the gallery and look at the different shower bench and seats that you have, it really, you do not have to get away from having a good looking area in the bathroom to getting it to what you want as far as aging in place. You can have both.
You're 100% correct. You know, I like to tell people we're going to make this look like a hotel, not a hospital. In fact, I don't even know if we could make it look like a hospital if we tried. We don't even carry those kinds of products. You know, I know a lot of people like to think of you know, white plastic grab bars and those sort of things, but that's not what we're installing. You know, we're going to install grab bars that are metal. We have a number of different metal finishes, Moen grab bars, very streamlined bench seats, lots of different products, but we're going to give it more of that hotel look, not a hospital look.
Like brass, nickel, and the colors that I'm seeing on the gallery page of Bath Planet, the options are almost endless as far as the different combinations that you're going to want to go with. And I'm happy to hear, Justin, that people are more comfortable talking about aging in place. Because when I started this show a long time ago, I remember that people that would come in a studio and we'd start to talk about it, they said, look, it's still a little bit of uncomfortable situation. If you're talking to somebody that's, you know, in their late 40s, early 50s, you don't feel that old. You don't feel like you need to talk about aging in place. But if you love the home and love the neighborhood and you feel like you're going to stay, or if you're going to redo this and then maybe be out in a couple of years, you're going to want to be able to have those options for the people that are going to be moving into the house after you.
Well, that's right. I often tell customers, you know, if you're planning on being in this home for another 15 or 20 years, we should design the bathroom not just for how you need to use it today, but how you're going to be using it in 10, 15, 20 years. And sometimes that means doing a little bit of early planning. You're right. You may not need those grab bars today. You might not need that bench seat today. But if you're planning on being the home for another 10, 20 years, that may be something to at least consider.
Hey, Justin, what part of the process do you stay with the client all through the entire process? Obviously, you're not the one out there installing and doing the demo and the remodel, but how long do you stay throughout the process when you sell a bath to somebody?
Well, I'm the main contact for the customer through the whole process. So from when we first meet at the customer's front door to when the job is complete, I'm that main contact for the customer. So if any questions or issues come up, I always want to be the first one informed of those. You're right, I'm not the one there installing the shower, and trust me, you wouldn't want me to be the one doing it. Our installers do a great job, and we leave that all up to them. But if any questions or concerns come up, I'm the first one that's typically notified by the customer.
You know, I like that. I like that a lot, because if you're the one who's sitting in my kitchen and we make this decision that we're going to go with you, I like the fact that once this thing's process starts, that you would be my contact, because you and I know what we talked about. You and my wife and I sat at the kitchen table, and you said this is what the process is going to be, and if I have questions, then you're the guy I call.
That's absolutely right. You know, each job's a little bit different, and each conversation with the customer is a little bit unique, and you're right. I'm the only one that was there. That's why I tend to be the best contact for the customer, and every customer gets my business card and the number that goes right to me.
Hey, Justin, I have to tell you, when I'm on your website, again, it's Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and I look at all the different wall color options that I have, and then wall pattern and bath liner colors and shower liner colors, I would need to have my wife there, and I would need for your recommendations, because I'm 100% Irish and my final decision on everything is always maybe. And there's too many options for me. And I need your help, and I would need Terry's help, because I would end up in the fetal position trying to figure out how this looks and how it would look. And hey, when you're out with people, how often do they just say, look, I need your recommendation on colors?
Oh, it varies. Sometimes we have customers that are more like you, where maybe they have some more challenges, making final decisions, and they need a little bit more encouragement and a little bit more of my opinion, which I don't mind providing. You know, I've done this kind of interior design work for a number of years now, and so helping customers pick out colors and pick out accessories, I love doing it. But at the same time, there's some customers who they know what they want. They're able to pick everything out on their own. And, I think that's great. If they're able to pick things out and they don't need my help, that's also fine. So part of my job is figuring out the needs of the customer. And if you need more help, I'm there. But if you're able to figure it out on your own, then that's great as well. But usually it's kind of a team effort. Usually me and then the customer, whether it's a husband and wife or a single person, usually it's a little bit of a team effort.
Hey, last question before we get to a break. Do you guys do a lot of work in condos as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, we do condo work all the time. That's not a problem for us to do. Each condo is a little bit unique with the rules and regulations, so you always want to check with your condo association, but that's something we've done plenty of times.
He is Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and you can go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com to get more information on what they do. Make sure you spend some time on that website, because, again, what we're talking about, if you're thinking about 10 years ago, it's that category has completely changed. The wet area, they have new systems starting at $42.50. Again, that's the starting point. And then you can pick colors and pick some different options. And Justin can help you through all of that. Again, he is Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, marketing manager with Kern Electric. Hey, Ray, each time we have you on, every other week, we talk about Kern Electric looking to hire some more superheroes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to hire, we're a growing company, and we're looking to hire more superheroes to join our solar team doing solar installation. We're looking to grow our service team, our commercial construction team. And and in 2 weeks, we actually have Brandon Barlamet going to be on the show talking about our commercial service team. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, but no doubt. CallCurrent.com. CallCurrent.com. And I can tell you this, that I've recommended three people to go to Current Electric, and all three are just very thankful to me, and they enjoy working there, and it's not just a job. This is a career, and if you have interest in finding out more about working at Current Electric, call current.com, give Ray a call, and he can kind of guide you through what they're looking for, and understand that this is a company that was started by Chuck Smith here. They've grown, and solar is a big part of what they do. And they have become the go-to company when it comes to solar in the state of Wisconsin. And if you have some interest in finding out some of the jobs that are available at Current Electric, again, go to callcurrent.com. Our special guest
is... I have to correct you one thing, Mike.
What?
Call Crystal. She's a better guide than me.
She's our
manager. She's a much better guide than I am.
I would call Crystal as well. I would. I'm a big fan of Crystal. She has... I just enjoy her. She's been on the show. She won't come on anymore. I don't know why, but she won't come on much anymore. But Crystal would be who you would get a hold of over at Current Electric. But go to callcurrent.com, and there's a lot of information on that website as far as what and who they're looking for. Our special guest this week, Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Hey, Justin, when people set up the appointment with you, can we talk about that process? And then also, before we get to that, how far out are you guys on installs?
So currently for installs, we're about 45 to 60 days out for installation. As I'm sure most of your customers are aware, things are just taking a little bit longer to get produced. It's taking a little bit longer for things to get from point A to point B, and we're no different. But I think we have a pretty reasonable install time frame, especially compared to the industry right now. So we're looking at about 45 to 60 days to get this installation done.
And the process of having you come out from the first time, is there a norm as far as how many meetings and how long it would take for if we decide, okay, this is a company we definitely want to go with, now we just have to make the decisions what we want. Is it one meeting, two meetings, five meetings? What is it? Is there a norm?
It depends on the scope of work. It depends on how large the project is. For somebody who's looking to maybe just do a wet area, they're just looking to do their tub area or just looking to do their shower area, it's definitely possible for that to be done in one appointment. That appointment would be at the customer's home. It takes about an hour, sometimes a little bit quicker, sometimes a little bit longer, but around an hour. That doesn't always end up being the last appointment. Sometimes customers want to come into our showroom, see some of the product in person, be able to kind of touch and feel, which is why I think it's great we have the showroom open to the public. And so that might be a second appointment. For a wet area, one or two appointments tends to be the norm. If somebody's looking to do a full bathroom renovation where we're doing the flooring, vanity, countertop, toilet, really doing the whole bathroom for them, that generally will take two appointments, one in the customer's home, a second one in the showroom, and if it's needed, we'll even do a third one. But that's only if it's needed. Generally, two's enough for the majority of our customers.
And then 45 to 60 days for the install. So I think it's important, Justin, and I know that you're going to agree with this, that we completely set expectations for each other, right? So when you say 60 days, that let's plan on 60 days. You don't want me calling you after 40 going, where are you? Come on. We got to get this thing done. If it's 60 days and then they come out in 50, then obviously they've beaten that 60-day deal. But I think setting expectations nowadays for clients is probably the key to what we do.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Having clear expectations is very important, especially now. You know, that's why we definitely talk to the customers about what we can expect. And typically we have it in writing. I often tell customers we don't go off of my memory. We don't go off the customer's memory. We go off of what we have in writing. So, you know, it's not uncommon for us to even put that kind of time frame down just as a kind of gentle reminder for both us and for the customer.
Hey, can you explain bathtub surrounds to me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, tub-to-shower conversions aren't the only thing that we do. We have plenty of customers who are wanting to keep their tub. Sometimes that means keeping a tub that's the same height. We even have the ability to go taller or lower. So for people who are looking for what you would call a soaking tub, going with a taller tub, that is something that we're able to do. It's very similar to our tub-to-shower conversions. We're still taking out the tub. We're going to do what we need to do with the walls. We're going to install your new tub. Again, could be taller, could be shorter, might be the same height, and then install our acrylic wall system.
Boy, that's, again, guys, when we're talking about this, the complete wet area, starting point 4250. And that's for very basic. You're going to want to make some adjustments as far as colors and things. But they're going to come and talk to you about your wet area. And the starting point is 4250. The complete bathroom, 8495. That's the starting point, 8495. So when you're talking with Justin, they're going to be able to make your bath look awfully nice and get some of the issues that you've had in the past taken care of for a very reasonable price. They also offer financing, I believe, correct?
We do offer financing. We have a couple of different financing plans available. Our most popular financing plan is 12 months, 0% interest. That's not the only one that we offer, but it is our most popular.
Hey, when people ask you about guarantees and things, there is a Bath Planet guarantee that I think, I don't know if everybody understands that you guys offer this and this is available, but when you get this guaranteed, it certainly lets you sleep a little bit better at night. And I like that page on your website where they talk about, we pledge to respect you, we pledge to respect your time, we pledge to respect your home, we pledge to respect your hard-earned money. And I think that that's really important for people to go to that page either before they call you or right after they call you, because you guys want no surprises throughout this process.
That's right. You know, the website's a great resource, not only to look up the product, but also to learn a little bit about the company and learn a little bit about the process. I think some of those promises that we make to the customer, you know, those are very important. You want to, most customers want to do business with a company that they can trust and a company that they feel comfortable with. And, you know, taking a look at that website's kind of the first step in getting comfortable with our company.
Hey, are people concerned about the cleaning process with an acrylic tub or shower?
Oh, absolutely. Cleaning and maintenance is a big conversation I have with a lot of customers. A lot of people are frustrated with the care of their current wet area. And when they call us to have it redone, one of their concerns is it going to be easier to take care of than what I currently have? And just about universally, the answer is yes. Acrylic is the least maintenance product that you can put inside your wet area, and that's because it's 100% non-porous. Water, mold, mildew is not able to penetrate that material, making it very easy to clean. The acrylic can be cleaned with a water soap solution or a water vinegar solution. You're going to find that there's not really even going to be a need to use a chemical cleaner inside the shower. So very easy material to take care of.
Hey, Justin, last question. We had just kind of went through the warranty that you guys offer, but it's a limited lifetime warranty, correct?
That's correct. So you do get warranties with the system. I like to say you get a warranty on the product and on the installation. So by the product, we mean the shower pan or the tub. The wall panels are not going to break or crack. And on the installation side of things, that's going to include things like the wall panels won't come off the wall. Water is not going to get behind the wall panels. The accessories will all stay where they're supposed to be. The plumbing connections we do will work properly and be leak-free. If you have any issues like that, you give us a call, and we're going to be fixing or replacing it depending on what the issue is. And those warranties are good the entire time that you own the home. So however long you're the homeowner, whether that's 10 years or 30 years, that's how long the warranty will be good for.
He is Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. And again, I want to thank Jeff Clement for, you know, sending me some information. He is the president of Bath Planet of Wisconsin. And if Justin ticks you off, don't you call me. I'll get you Jeff's number. And I don't think Justin's going to tick anybody off. He's been doing this a long time, and he's really, really good at what he does. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com is where you're going to want to go. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by our friends at Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric. They're the home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM. The Fan, my co-host this week, getting ready to head down to the east side of Milwaukee and move his college-age daughter back home. He is Ray Hoffman, marketing manager at Kern Electric. Hey, how much stuff do you think she's bringing home with her?
Well, she says not much because she's been coming home the last couple weekends. And well, a few weekends ago, she was coming home, and she brought a bunch of stuff home. So she says not much, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And with, you know, 250 other people trying to get in and out, you know, I grew up in that area, right? I grew up about three blocks from where you're going to be. And my mom worked at the bookstore at UWM for years. And so I know exactly the traffic pattern that you're going to have to deal with today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And they have the big event at Veterans Park, so driving down Long Lakefront's not going to be fun either.
That's not going to be fun either. What do they have going on at Veterans Park?
I think this weekend is Kite Fest down there, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I love that area. I miss parts of living on the east side. I don't miss getting all those parking tickets. I can tell you that. I don't miss that at all. Our special guest this week, he is Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. And boy, what a knowledgeable man he is when it comes to this this category and the things that he can do for you. Go to BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com to look at all the different options. And on Monday, give Justin a call. And he'll come out, set up an appointment with you, and go through a number of different ways that Bath Planet of Milwaukee can help you in the Bath area. Hey, Justin, we had talked about the different financing and 45 to 60 days to install, things like that. How that part of it, how much has that changed the last couple of years with the amount of time it takes now to install?
It has changed. You know, since COVID, it has increased. You know, before COVID, we could probably get a job installed within about 30 to 45 days, but it has gone up a little bit. And, you know, the main reason for that is us getting the materials. It's just taking longer for those materials to be produced, and then it's taking longer for it to get to us. And the unfortunate thing is, you know, we have the guys to do the install. There's no problem as far as us having the guys to install the product. What's taking us a little bit longer, it's getting the product to our door and then getting it to the customer's home.
Hey, Justin, when somebody works with you, do they get their accessories from you as well? So if they want, you know, different types of you know, soap caddies or, you know, grab bars, that is all included? Correct.
That's all something that we'd be able to help a customer with. We have a number of different shelving options that are available, mostly in acrylic, but some in metal. We have a number of different grab bars that we carry, shower trim or the shower fixtures. And those grab bars are made to match the fixtures. So each fixture we sell, we have a matching grab bar and then grab bars in different lengths. So there's almost a limitless combination of different numbers of accessories, different colors, and then different places where we can place these items. You know, we don't have to put the shelf in the same place in your home that we do in another home. We can put these shelves, soap dishes, grab bars, anywhere that the customer wants.
Hey, when we decide to do this with you, can we talk a little bit about the people that are going to be doing the install? Are these guys that know this business pretty well? I know that in the past that we've had conversations, you've talked about the highly trained factory technicians that do the work, and that's continued, correct?
That's absolutely correct. They're factory trained. They're trained by the manufacturer on how to install this product. So they're not guessing. They're not reading from a manual. They've been taught by the manufacturer how to install this product. And our guys are great. You know, they need to be great to get hired by us, and then they need to be great to continue to be with us. And fortunately for us, that hasn't been a problem up to this point. So we got a great team of installers. And depending on the size of the job, for example, a wet area, we might just have one or two installers. If you're looking to do a whole bathroom, that might be two or three installers. So depending on the scope of work, we may send more or less installers to your job.
Hey, guys, when I've been talking about Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and I tell you to go to Bath Planet of Milwaukee, oneword.com, if you go on that website and you put your name, address, phone number, your address, and then select product type, there is a way for you to get some money off your next project. And it expires on the 31st of this month. So go to that website, get $750 off your next project, and by putting your name and address, your phone number, and your home address, and then select the product type. And make sure Justin Pitts comes out, and he will walk you through this project. I recommend that he's the guy you talk to when you contact Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Justin, thanks a lot for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you as well. It's great talking to you again.
You as well. Ray, good luck today.
Thank you very much. Hey, great talk. Great job, Justin.
A lot of patience for you today, Ray.
I always practice patience. I'm a father of three girls.
He's a good man. He's Ray Hoffman, marketing manager at Kern Electric. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.